Senator Culk.
I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in our absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail, and the sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. This morning's prayer is being offered by Reverend David Hennen from the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church in Buffalo. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
We now ask for God's blessings. God of heaven and earth, look kindly on those you have chosen here in this Senate, and bless them with your grace for the desire to do what is good and to do what is right. We ask for the light of your truth to give them the sight to see your ways and not their own. Please guide all of their conversations and debate so that it may be respectful. May their work today bear great fruit and continue to help to make our state where all people can flourish and fully live out what our country stands for, a life where liberty and freedom and justice prevail. When faced with obstacles today, may they turn to you alone for wisdom and right judgment. O God, we know your special grace is present with us today, and we never doubt the wonders that you will bring about through the work of our senators. We make this prayer in name, in your all holy and powerful name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kiel, Ash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Spark, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Uyghur, Wolf.
A quorum is present. Second order of business is executive and all official communications. Please make note of the communication that is printed in today's Senate agenda. Third order of business is messages from the House. Secretary Ludeman will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file herewith transmitted. House file number 362, Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is necessary. Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. First reading is indicated and referred as indicated on the agenda. First reading. Fifth order of business, reports of committee, Senator Culk.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. These bills are printed in the agenda, second reading. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. Those bills are printed in the agenda, second reading. Eighth order of business, the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. There is one, they will be referred as indicated with one change. On page one, Senate file 650 will be referred to State Government Innovation and Veterans. First reading and referred as indicated with the change. Ninth order of business, there are 15 motions and resolutions. There are 15 authors' motions that we will adopt as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. That motion is adopted. Those are printed in your agenda. Moving on and remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I just need to make a motion that Senate File 500 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government and Innovations and referred to Capital Investment. I've just been advised because of a policy potential change or needs to start in Capital Investment.
On Senator Peterson's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Gerlach.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have Senate File 167. My motion is to withdraw it from the Committee on Finance and to give it a second reading and place it on general orders. This is a bill that has a revised fiscal note to zero, so it does not need to go to the Finance Committee. I've spoken with the Finance Chair, and has met with her approval.
On Senator Gerlach's motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted, and Senate File 167 is given its second reading. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest.
Ma'am.
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, I'm not sure the majority leader is here. Would the assistant majority leader yield for a matter of inquiry?
Senator Michelle will yield to a question.
Thank you, Madam President, and Senator Michelle or Senator Koch is back on the floor. On our side of the aisle, we've had some concerns that I think today is, what, March 9th. It's my understanding that the deadlines established have all of the budgets passed out of finance committees by 2 weeks from Friday. And I know there was a bit of a contretemps between I think Senator Bach, Senator Koch, relative to the fact that we have a lot of new members in the chamber. What I do know is that we have a lot of very competent finance chairmen, having served with, I think, all the finance chairmen in the past. And the concern is that I know in one of my committees we've had one budget hearing. I'm not talking about the overview hearings, which are the legislative equivalent of show and tell. We've had in one committee one budget hearing. In the other committee, although Senator Perry has indicated that we're going to start ramping up the activity and have meetings a couple times a day, hopefully on Friday, having worked with these budgets in detail over the years, I know this takes a lot of time, one, to absorb what's in the governor's budget, and second, to then promulgate a budget of your own. And the concern we have is I'm not sure how we do this in 2 weeks and have time for members to understand what's in the proposed budgets, have the public understand, have the folks most affected. Let me just give you one example, Madam President, if I might, and Senator Michelle. I understand that the Highway Patrol is very concerned about something that's going through the process. And I'll be blunt, I don't know if it's on this side of it or the other body. I don't know if it's the Highway Patrol part of the budget that's in Senator Gimsey's committee or the part of the Highway Patrol budget that would be in Senator Limmer's committee. I don't know. But I do understand the Highway Patrol has expressed some real significant concerns. And our concern is that, in all honesty, members of the majority, you promised throughout the campaign that this would be an all-cuts budget. There's going to be nothing else but cuts. And even with the diminishment of the forecast from $6.2 billion to $5 billion, I assume it's an all-cuts budget. And our concern is that we'd like to have the chance to talk not just simply to our own constituents, but to affected parties, to the people in the state who are either have to implement the budget or affected by the budget. I represent a single city, a single county, so I don't get the multiplicity of calls that many of you get where you've got townships, cities, multiple cities, counties, school districts. I've had enough calls from my single jurisdictions to know that there's some real concerns. I assume that's true throughout the state. And it's not to suggest that the budgets at the end of the day might not work, but Senator Michelle, I guess the question I have is, at this point, 2 weeks from adoption of these budgets out of committee, will there be the opportunity for public input into these budgets? Will there be the opportunity for us to speak with our constituencies directly, with the indirect constituencies? Is there going to be any time to do this with the presentation of the all-cuts $5 billion budget?
Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Cohen, yes. Members, I'll stand for other announcements of interest and to follow up with a little more detail of Senator Cohen's. I think there was a question in there, but Senator Cohen, we are still waiting for the governor's budget. So maybe over there on your desk, you have a copy of legislation that would enact the governor's budget. We've had trouble getting that, so I appreciate your point about the need for testimony and a clear understanding of the details. But there, as to my knowledge, there is no legislation being carried by the minority or indeed anyone in this chamber that reflects the governor's budget. So that would help us as we move into what I think I agree with you, a very busy March when we will be hearing testimony on two budgets, at least two budgets, Senator Cohen, unless you're planning on bringing a third, which I think I would argue would be helpful as well.
Well, Madam President.
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Michelle, if I might respond. First of all, to the contrary, because when I was in your committee yesterday, we had the governor's budget. Now, we didn't have a budget bill, and you know full well, having served here for a number of years, that we don't necessarily work off, and again, you might want to do that, but we have not historically worked off of budget bills as such. We've worked off the budget pages, which are the same thing. In your committee, we had the budget pages. In fact, Senator Lilly was a little bit critical of me because I was gone for a day and a half last week where there apparently was some preliminary discussion. But we had the governor's budget in your committee yesterday, and we had the budget as I've been used to over the years. So we got the governor's budget. That's available to work from. We had testimony yesterday from one of the easier budgets because obviously when we listened to the budget yesterday, it's not a significant labor industry is not a significant general fund budget. So the budget's out there on the part of the governor. The government, his deadline, which was February 15th. Keep in mind, we had a recount for about a month. We had a three-day blizzard. That put the governor a little bit behind in terms of getting the administration underway. He actually appointed all of his commissioners, I think, ahead of time or earlier than Governor Plenty had done 8 years ago. So we have the governor's budget according to statute and on time. There's no question. Every finance committee, every member of a finance committee has that governor's budget to work from. Senator Lilly pointed that out to me yesterday in your committee. So we got the governor's budget. The question is, in this short period of time, and if you forgot my question, I apologize, I'll repeat it. Will there be the opportunity for input, whether it be relative to the governor's budget in committee or to the majority's budget in committee? And my question then is, when will that take place in this two-week period when I'm not sure what's going on in the committees? I mean, the two committees I serve on have not had extensive budget hearings. I understand from some of the folks on K-12 that Senator Olson is going crazy with budget hearings this week, that apparently that division or that committee is working extremely hard on the budget. But I'm not sure if this is going on elsewhere, and we want to know when the chance is going to be there for having the public input. And I don't just mean folks showing up at a table to say we like it or we don't like it, but to have the detailed analysis on the part of folks who will have to implement this budget, whether it be the governor's, yours, or somebody else's. When will that take place? Can you give us a date?
Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Cohen, according to the rules, we will be releasing targets tomorrow. So I expect, again, that we will have a very busy March. Those are some of the most, the earliest and most aggressive targets and committee deadlines that we've had. There will be ample opportunity for input. And again, ample opportunity for you, Senator Cohen, to present your budget. And we look forward to that. So, Madam Chair, with that, I would move that the Senate adjourn until March 10th, 11 a.m.
Before that, Senator Michelle, we do have several excuses. Without objection, the following members will be excused from today's session. Senators Latz, Langseth, and Anderson for the entire session. On Senator Michelle's motion to adjourn till tomorrow. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.